Less than a year before Czechs take to the polls to directly elect their president for the first time in history, some of the major political parties have begun choosing their candidates. However, both the ruling Civic Democrats and the opposition Social Democrats seem to struggle with the process. The former party's most hopeful candidate quit the race before it even began, while one of the latter party's picks is hesitant to run for them. Commentator Eric Best says this reflects the party's mixed feelings about direct presidential elections in the first place.
The Social Democrats are having their debates this week, their primary debates, yet one of the participants has decided not to run on the ticket of the Social Democrats, Mr. Srinar. So it's a bit odd. You have one person very eager to become the candidate of the party, and the other person is not interested at all in becoming the candidate. So they've kind of made a bit of a fool of themselves this week. And the Civic Democrats aren't all that much better. Their most hopeful candidate, Mrs. Nemtsova, decided to pull out kind of at the last minute. And the two remaining, Mr. Sobotka and Mr. Toshinovsky, are not seen as very strong candidates. So it's looking at this point as though the two big parties are kind of shooting themselves in the foot, and that opens the way for the independent candidate, Mr. Fischer, Jan Fischer, or perhaps even the ex-prime minister, Mr. Miloš Zeman.
Why do you think that is, Eric, the fact that the two major political parties seem to be unable to generate some kind of unifying and strong political figure for the post?
I think it's a problem that originated back when they were first passing the law on direct elections. Neither of the two parties was all that keen on passing it. But they got themselves into a position where they had promised to do it, and they were under political pressure not to be the party that killed the idea. So they were forced to do it, but they were never really very thrilled about it. And now that is showing, actually, in the process, because, again, they're not very thrilled about choosing a candidate.
How important do you think the political party machines will be in the process? Will candidates with support of these major parties, you think, have better chances of getting elected than the independents?
It depends largely on how it turns out in terms of the implementation law, because that has not been passed yet. And there is going to be, I think, quite a bit of debate and contention among the largest parties about how it should actually be worded and whether it actually gets passed. And how they behave in that respect is going to affect, I think, the way the public perceives the candidates of the main parties. The problem so far is that the public generally favors a nonpartisan candidate, someone like Mr. Fischer or Mr. Srinar, potentially.
The two candidates, Mr. Srinar and Mr. Fischer, topped the opinion polls so far. Do you think that Czechs will eventually look for someone consensual in a contrast to the divisive Václav Klaus?
Well, I think that's probably what everyone is hoping for, and that's the way people are going to present themselves. Mr. Schwarzenberg, who was a major candidate, perhaps the favorite for quite a while, but now who is almost being forgotten, certainly presents himself as that way, someone who sees things a bit from a high position and doesn't make judgmental calls on things, but serves as a moral figure or as a father figure. The question is if that kind of person can actually be of any political significance, because if you don't have firm ideas and the public doesn't know what you stand for, there's a question as to how much the president will actually have any influence or authority.
I was talking there to commentator Eric Best. Let us know who you would like to become the next Czech president. Do you think it's better to directly elect your president, or would you leave that job to MPs and senators? We are waiting to hear your ideas.